Okay. Would everybody stand for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Let's start with a roll call. Chairman Parisi here. Vice Chairman Schuessler?
Here.
Commissioner Paul?
Here.
Commissioner Zamparelli?
Here.
Commissioner Sanchez?
Here.
Commissioner Nugent?
Here.
And Commissioner Zatar, did he call? No?
I think okay. He was pulling in. He's driving a pickup truck, I believe. I thought he was pulling in when I was out there.
Okay, well, we'll make note of that when he walks in.
Yeah, I mean, either way, he'll be here or not.
Yeah. Just so it's reflected. Okay. I will call this meeting to order. First order of business, we all had a chance to review the minutes of the previous meeting, November 19th. I would entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman.
Commissioner Paul.
I was going to say, so moved.
Move to approve.
Accept the approval of the minutes, yeah, for November 19th.
Second.
And seconded by Commissioner Schuessler. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay. Nobody against? I move we open public hearing number 2024-0445, Marcus Theater Parking Garage Demolition at 16350 LaGrange Road.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Schuessler. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Okay. Petitioners here. We might as well just swear you in. This is recorded because there might be some questions. So if you'd raise your right hand.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that any testimony you present tonight will be the truth and nothing but the truth? If so, please say I do.
I do.
Thank you.
And your name and address, sir.
My name is Eric Olson. I'm Director of Real Estate for the Marcus Corporation. My address is 111 East Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
You can, that microphone will raise up, so yeah, you don't have to.
Thank you.
I don't want you getting a backache there.
And I'm sorry, you're with?
Marcus Corporation.
Okay. And, okay, well.
All right, so thank you again for having me. I'm sorry.
Now, any comments, or you've seen the staff recommendations and whatnot, any issues?
I did. I don't have any comments on that. I think it well summarizes the, you know, our request. I can just comment on saying that in the theater industry, things have changed a lot over the years. And really the largest innovation was the Dream Lounger seat.
Yes.
And the Dream Lounger seat, you know, takes up a lot more space within theaters. So now the overall occupancy of theaters has dropped quite a lot. And as a result, in our theaters that have those loungers, our parking needs have declined significantly. And that really feeds into what, you know, we are requesting from you this evening as it relates to the demolition of the parking structure. The parking structure is not used anymore, and it has very high capital expenditure costs to keep it up, and it just we don't have any use for it, so we want to take it down, and then grade it, and then reseed the area.
Thank you. That answers any questions as to why you're demolishing it, so thank you for that. And I will make note for the record that Commissioner Zatar is also present. Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Staff.
So I'd like to begin by requesting that the staff report be entered into the record as written and as presented tonight. So the petitioner is seeking a special use permit amendment to change the site and landscape plan in the parking count in order to demolish their existing parking structure on their site. Just looking back at their previous special use permits, the original special use is for developing a site plan over 50,000 square feet, and that was back in 1995. Originally, there were 10 theaters, that restaurant outlot, I believe it was Connie's, and then an empty office outlot where the current parking garage is now. In 1998, they received a special use amendment to add 4 new theaters to the building. And then they built an additional parking garage where the office outlot was and where the parking structure is currently. And then in 2005, a new UltraScreen theater was added to the south side of the building which required additional parking, which is the reason why the 414-space parking garage exists now. And currently, there's 15 theaters in the building, and the building most recently underwent renovations back in 2016. So the theater's in the Regional Core Planning District, and it's regional mixed-use land category for the site. And the comprehensive plan also states that Marcus Theaters is a good example of a parking structure. So the existing site contains the 15 theaters, the restaurant outlot, a large surface parking lot, and that 414-space parking garage. So the proposed site plan removes the parking garage and restores the area just back to grass and landscaping. The curb cuts and sidewalks will be restored back to just regular sidewalks. And landscaping and tree mitigation will be completed based on our code requirements. So the site is currently over on lot coverage. It's about 77% covered in impervious surface. So with this proposed site plan, the lot coverage will be reduced to 69%, which is in compliance. It's brought down pretty significantly, and it's in compliance with the regulations outlined in the code. So one parking space is required for every three seats in the theater. The theater previously had a total of 3,373 seats, but it was reduced down to 1,640 seats due to the renovations, as was mentioned earlier. So prior to the reduction, the site was actually underparked and by about 100 spaces, and that included with the parking structure. So the required parking count for the site currently is 547 spaces, which is based on the number of seats. And the proposed plan provides 587 seats, which is exceeds the parking requirement by about 40 spaces or 7%. There's a couple other minor changes with this petition. That includes reconfiguring the accessible parking at the front of the site. So access aisles between the spaces are permitted to be shared, which would allow for a reduction in the overall footprint of the ADA spaces, but it does not decrease the number of accessible spaces on the site. So there's currently 26 ADA parking spaces, 24 in the front and two towards the north lot. And with this change, they'll still be the same number. And the picture on the left is just our code requirement for how accessible parking is shared. It would just be the 8-foot spaces and the 8-foot shared access aisle. And again, with this layout, there is no reduction in parking, but the site does gain an additional 6 parking spaces at the front. One other site improvement includes the sidewalk connection off of LaGrange Road. So this sidewalk used to connect to LaGrange Road, but during the IDOT widening of the site, it was never reconnected after the project was completed. So staff just requested this as an incremental improvement, and we just reviewed to make sure all ADA requirements could be met. I know there is a significant slope at the front of the site, but the petitioner has regraded the site for that sidewalk. And then overall, here's the landscape plan, which has been preliminarily approved by staff. So the existing parking garage area will be regraded to slope towards the existing pond, just gently though. And then the petitioner will be cleaning out and replacing or repairing catch basins that may have been broken over the years. And additionally, they'll be adding naturalized plantings around the perimeter of the pond. So overall, staff recommends approval of the site plan, the landscape plan, and the special use permit amendment, subject to our standard conditions, which includes completing the final engineering for the site, as well as confirming that the property is within substantial conformance with the site plan. And here's the recommended motion. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, there's nobody from the public here, so I'll go directly to my fellow commissioners. And we'll start with Commissioner Zamparelli. Any comments or questions?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I've got just a couple curiosity questions. Most important, wouldn't it be better to keep parking spaces closer to the building? I always wondered why you knocked down that parking deck, and why wouldn't you just, don't people use it?
People generally want to park closest to the main entrance of the building, which is in the center.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You can only exit through there. That's right. So, because I think that it's covered. It looks great. I was just shocked when I seen this come about. This is to staff. I don't recall seeing bike places for bikes. Is there any bike racks?
I believe there's an existing bike rack on the northwest corner of the site. There's a couple benches closer to where Wu's house is.
Okay, good. I haven't rode my bike to the theater in a long time, so that's really it. I'm glad you caught the thing with the sidewalk linking that to the road. So I it's just something that was surprising to me because I see that parking deck and it had to be very expensive to build for 20 years of use. But you feel it needs to go. It needs to go. So good luck.
Thank you,
Chairman.
Commissioner Nugent?
I didn't think I had any questions, but just one little thought. I mean, it didn't click in until I looked at it again. So when this becomes green space, and I know there's detention there, can it ever be developed in the future? Or do they need this much green space? Because if they're going to go from 77 and 76 to 69, technically there is room for a building, right? They don't need all the green space.
There is room for the building, but there would need to be enough parking for the new use to go into that site, in addition to, yeah, just the impervious surface.
And they don't have any parking really to spare for a future building, right?
They have about, I believe it was 40 spaces.
Oh, okay, so it could be. It could have like a 2,000.
There's potential, yeah.
Because across the street is like dental offices and things, mm-hmm. right?
So, yeah, so
nothing today prevents them from ever coming forward and wanting to develop that site.
Correct, yeah. And there was an office proposed back in 1995 for that location.
I remember that. Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Commissioner Schuessler?
I don't object to the petition. I just have a question. What staff report indicated the rationale for this was high maintenance costs. What kind of high maintenance costs do you have for a parking garage?
They're pretty large as it relates to both dealing with the concrete and making sure that's functional, then also safety elements to that structure as well that are always operating there. There's just a lot of ongoing maintenance that if we don't need it, we don't want to have the just cabinet carried.
But if you have a parking lot, you have maintenance issues also.
Yeah, but it's much lower on a surface asphalt parking lot.
Okay, I have no further questions.
Thank you, Commissioner Ball.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just how long has that parking garage been closed?
It's been closed, I believe, going back into the pandemic, at least.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Mm. And, I mean, obviously, things are better now.
Yeah.
We haven't had any issues then?
No.
With parking or?
No. And a lot of the theaters were renovated with the recliner chairs almost 10 years ago now. So mm-hmm. that really dropped down our parking demand.
Sure.
as it half the number of seats actually within the cinema.
Okay. And the restaurant's not affected by any of this? A shared parking lot, I would assume.
We haven't had any issues.
Okay. That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Commissioner Sanchez?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't have any questions.
Okay. Commissioner Zatar?
I have a question. I didn't understand the slide you showed with the counts. Like, what's required and what do we have? Yeah, I didn't understand this.
There's 587 spaces in the parking lot with the proposed plan. So with no parking deck, there's 587 parking spaces, but per code, they're required to have 547. So they're over.
Code requires 547?
Correct.
And how is that calculated?
One parking space for every three seats.
Oh, one space for every three theater seats?
Correct.
So the new plan, they're still in the code? There's no variance to the code?
There's no variance required. Oh. If anything, they were well beyond the requirement.
Okay, thank you. And then I have another question. So you're going to convert the footprint to landscaping or surface lot?
It's going to be landscaped, so it will be seeded, and then there will be...
So you guys own the lots currently in front of the building?
Yes.
And you have it for sale, or you had it for sale, the outlot?
It had been, yes.
And that's still the plan, to sell that outlot?
you know, there's not been much interest in that specifically. And, you know, whether or not that had sold would have guided how we acted on this parking structure. Because
it's not for sale anymore, right?
Not to my knowledge, no.
Yeah, because if you, because then you'd be under the code, right?
I'm sorry?
I mean, if you'd be, if you did sell that corner space, which I think was for sale last summer, you'd not meet the code with this plan.
Well, it would depend on what replaced something on that site. I can't speak to
Marcus,
the future
could you
plan.
Speak to that?
And there could be cross parking easements potentially as well if something were to be there in the future, but with, you know, no.
So, like, I just go back to Pat's comment, like, it's still like closer space than the corner, than the far corner that was for sale. So why not make it make it surface parking? But I don't know. Like, are you trying to meet a landscaping requirement now?
So it would also be the lot coverage, bring it back down to compliance.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't have a huge objection, but I could foresee you're going to sell one of these outlots in the future, and then you're going to have a variance issue and come right back to us. But for now, I mean, I don't have it. If you're meeting the code, it's great.
Thank you.
Yep. Keep the dust down.
I have no questions or no objections. So I would entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman.
Commissioner Schuster.
Regarding case number 2024-0445, also known as Marcus Theater's parking garage demolition, I move to approve the staff recommended action as presented in the staff report to this plan commission for this case.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Schuster, seconded by Commissioner Paul. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anybody against? Thank you, and thank you for taking the time to come here.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Happy trip back to Milwaukee.
Yeah. Any new business? No? Well, in that case, I will make a motion that we adjourn at 7:19 p.m.
Second.
And a second by Commissioner Paul. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you all. Stay warm.